Joining us now, Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic. She's all over this stuff. Melissa, it's great to talk to you again. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So what can you tell us about the guys who have been called up today before we get to some of the guys who are still down in AAA? But Chris Shaw having a phenomenal year. We've seen Aramis Garcia and Menez this season, but Burt Smith, a name that maybe a lot of Giants fans aren't familiar with.
Yeah, so this will be his debut in the Giants organization up at the big league level. But, of course, he's pitched in the big leagues, you know, off and on for the last several years. I think probably most Giants fans remember him pitching for the Padres a few years ago. He's been with the Rays. He was with Milwaukee earlier this year. Has always missed a lot of bats, and I think his strikeout to innings ratio is well above one per inning for both minor and major league. So he's kind of an intriguing arm. I think he's, you know, he's a guy that some organization is going to eventually figure out a way to use that's going to make him very effective, whether that's as a reliever or a starter. So he's kind of a guy to watch, and I'm not sure if they'll, you know, try to get a spot start for him here or there, or if he'll end up being a reliever the whole time, but definitely somebody to kind of keep an eye on.
What are the positives around Connor Menez's return to the big leagues here? Because we saw a little bit of him, and we've seen some positives from him, but maybe not as successful as the Giants were hoping after the trade deadline when they brought him up. Has he pitched much better since he went back down? What can we expect?
Yeah, you know, the numbers in AAA are always a little hard to assess, especially this year, given the fact that ERAs are so inflated. His ERA is under 5 with Sacramento, which sounds like it's not that impressive, but the league leader there is just a hair under 4. So he's pitched quite well at that level, pitched dominantly at AA. Again, another guy who's always missed a lot of bats, you know, even though he doesn't have a dominant fastball. Just really uses his pitch as well. He's deceptive with his delivery. And he's a guy who'd make a really solid fourth or fifth starter down the road, and I think that's something that they have the patience now to be able to explore a little more this September.
Hey, Melissa, this is Allie Williams, and just going on the other side of the battery with Aramis Garcia being brought up, we haven't seen him too much this season, but what have you seen from his time in Sacramento and some things he's been working on?
Well, you know, he's hit for a little more power this year, and again, it's a little hard to assess how realistic that is to carry over to the big leagues, just given the fact that the PCL has been so power crazy this year. But he's done a nice job of controlling the strike zone a little bit better as a hitter. Defensively, he's always been a pretty solid player, and I think he's continued that. He gives you some versatility because he can play some first base, and I think this is sort of his last chance to really carve out a role with the Giants, because obviously Steven Vogt's played really well as a backup for Buster Posey. He's a definite candidate to re-sign with the Giants. And then Joey Bart's going to be, you know, likely starting in AAA at the start of next year. So if Garcia's going to make a push to be that backup in the big league level with the Giants specifically, I think this is his time to try to do that.
Boy, Melissa, nice hearing your voice and having you on today. I sort of had a little controversy yesterday. I suggested that maybe the Giants would give Joey Bart just a taste of the big leagues, because he's hitting it pretty good at Richmond. He had a big walk-off the other day, and, you know, that's a tough league to hit in. Do you think there's a chance? Just bring him up, give him a taste. You don't have to play him a lot, but just show him what the big leagues are like.
You know, I think if everything being equal and roster spots were not an issue, I think that certainly would be something they consider. But they've got a lot of guys they've got to try to fit on the 40-man roster, and I think to lose a roster spot right now that they don't need to protect him because he's not someone who's going to be up for the Rule 5 draft in the offseason is my guess as to why they wouldn't do that. And he's going to play in the Arizona Fall League in a few weeks, and he'll probably just get geared up for that season once the Richmond season ends here on Monday.
Melissa, what do you think about what's going on with the Sacramento River Cats and the Aviators will be playing in the playoffs, it sounds like, against each other. So as far as guys who the Giants have waited to bring up because of those Sacramento playoffs, do we expect to see Jalen Davis? Do we expect to see some of these other names that are down there but trying to help the River Cats win?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be kind of a crime not to have Jalen Davis up here after what he's done since the trade. You know, he's put up really unbelievable numbers. And again, you know, you can laugh at some of these numbers because the PCL's been so crazy. But, you know, the River Cats do play in a relatively offensive neutral stadium at Raley Field. And there's, you know, a little bit more legitimacy to power numbers that are put up there than maybe some of these other ballparks. So he's been tremendous all year, dating back to AA and the Twins organization, and I think they'll figure out a way to get him on the 40-man roster. It could be that once Sandoval makes his pinch-hitting appearance, they move him to the 60-day injured list and then can add Davis to the 40-man roster at that point.
Yeah, and also with the PCL and AAA now using the Major League ball baseballs and just seeing how the balls are flying out of the park, what are you hearing from players, you know, being transferred from AA to AAA and having to make that sort of an adjustment? I guess batters and pitchers, they have a lot to switch when they move up.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I actually spoke with Steve Connolly, who's the AA pitching coach for the A's in Midland, about that, because, you know, he's had a lot of guys that have gone up from Midland to AAA Las Vegas, and they're not only dealing with the ball there, but also the fact that Las Vegas is a very difficult place to pitch in general. But, you know, basically they're saying the ball's not moving quite as well. It sort of doesn't do the kind of spin that they expect. And basically the focus has been, when you get to that level, to throw strikes. And if you can get into the sixth inning, even if you've given up five runs, that means you've thrown strikes. It means you've been efficient with your pitches. And that's sort of what they're looking at. And as much as they can do that, they know the home runs are going to happen. But if you're not walking guys, you're being pretty effective. So I think that's how most teams are evaluating it. And certainly that's one thing to kind of look at when you're looking at those numbers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every year we have the minor league player of the year in an organization. And I know Baseball America goes through this, and you and Allie are really the two experts in the Bay Area on all the minor league stuff.
Thank you for putting me in the same category.
Well,
That's not quite there.
You're on the page with Melissa. Let's put it that way. You're on the show with Melissa. So Melissa is our guide. But here, I'm going to ask both of you this, and Melissa, you can answer first. Give me the minor league pitcher of the year for the Giants and the minor league offensive player of the year for the Giants.
Well, a pitcher of the year, I think I'd go with Seth Corey, who's probably a guy that doesn't get a lot of notice because he's been at low A, you know, the whole year. But here's a guy who legitimately is a left-hander, could be a number one or two starter with the stuff that he has, was all over the place in terms of not being able to throw strikes, and made an adjustment in late May and has been, you know, really dominant. He's only 20. And he's a guy I think you're going to hear a lot about next year. And then Elliot Ramos has just been fantastic all season, age, you know, 19, and doing that at the high A level with San Jose. It's made some nice adjustments since getting to double A. So he'd be my guy for offensive player of the year.
What about some of the... Oh, I'm sorry, Allie. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad you mentioned Seth Corey, just because I think he was in the same draft class as Elliot Ramos, and just he hasn't gotten as much fanfare because, you know, he's doing his thing, he's working his way up, but he has taken such a turn this year, and it's been really exciting to watch him do well. But go ahead, Adam.
No, I was just going to ask about some of the other names of guys that we had seen actually come up this season. I know we'd seen Avellino come up, and he was sent back down. Do we expect to see some of those other guys just because they're on the 40-man, Melissa?
Yeah, I think there's a decent chance they'll bring most of those guys back up. You know, they've got a lot of figuring out to do going into next season because of the depth that they've added about who they want to keep going into next year and what spots they want to be able to make available, because we know Farhan and his team are going to be very busy on the transaction wire. So I'd expect to see a lot of the guys that you've seen earlier this year get a chance to play a little bit this September.
Well, Melissa, great having you on, as always. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask who's going to win over Sacramento and Las Vegas. We'll leave it at that. But we will wrap it up after that series and see which team moves on. And also, I want to touch on the Arizona Fall League with you, because those rosters are coming out. The Giants have a tremendous contingent going down there. So we've got a lot to talk about, but I appreciate you being on this Sunday with us. Thanks, as always.
Thanks. Have a great one.
All right. That's Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic.